doctor. The Blues, well, they can't take a trick with hooker Appy Coruscal suffering a fractured jaw last night. It's a major, major blow for both New South Wales and the Tigers. What has been the reaction from the Blues, and what will the Blues do now as far as their number nine goes, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, MG and Kat. Yeah, look, it's obviously a significant blow. Freddie Fittler and Greg Alexander, the Blues advisor, they just shook their head last night in disbelief because, once again, now they've already lost their halfback. They're starting halfback in Nathan Cleary. Now they're starting hooker in Appy Coruscal. Guys, he's gone for at least 6 weeks. At least 6 weeks, Coruscal. It's a huge blow for the Blues, obviously the Tigers as well. It was broken in two places. Now, the fallout will be today whether Tino Fasuamalaawi, the Titans front row, will be charged by the NRL Match Review Committee. Now, we know Big Tino also plays for Queensland, so there could be repercussions for the Maroons. But as far as the Blues are concerned, surely it's Damien Cook, MG. Surely Cookie is the man that steps up in to fill this void for Coruscal. He went so close ahead of Origin 1. He's an 80-minute player, MG. He plays 80 minutes. Cookie seems the perfect fit and really only needs to, hopefully, fingers crossed, MG, gets through healthy. South Sydney plays St. George Illawarra on Saturday.
This is what Tino had to say in the press conference after the game.
Yeah, it was the contact sport, mate. I'm running as hard as I can, and he's obviously getting up fast to try to stop me, and I guess it's just came off second best, but I'm hoping he's all right, and I'm hoping I'm all right too. I've been running like that since I've come into the NRL, since the start, and you know, obviously there's been a couple of times where the players put their head in the wrong position and it's come off second best, but like I said, I'm just going out there to run as hard as I can, and that's my aim for the team, to get quotables, and I think it's similar to the other week. It's just the media making me more worried than anything, just sort of building it up, and yeah, I'm hoping I get selected first, and if I am, I'm hoping I'm in the team.
Yeah, look, for the record, I haven't got an issue with Tino's running action. It's the second time, as he said, in a matter of weeks that we've seen this happen. Reed Marnie, the other player to feel Tino's wrath. But unfortunately for New South Wales, you can't be suspended for running vigorously. And as Tino said, he's been doing it ever since he came into grade. His elbows never turn east to west, which is probably in his favour. He would have had a problem if they did. His forearms remain north to south, acting as a bumper bar. You know, forwards and backs have been running this way since footy started. It's just at 6'5" and 115 kilos, Tino's impact, if not defended properly, can prove catastrophic.